It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsana. On a Friday, we're having a bit of fun and we're celebrating creatives in our industry. Today is no different. We're joined by Unomhle Masumbuka, also known as Black Rose. Multifaceted creative joins us today. Black Rose, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
I need to know about this name, Black Rose. Where did you get this name?
Well, it started back in 2010, straight out of matric, and I went to Joburg, and I just wanted to go and venture out, and my mom said yes. Mm-hmm. I got to living there, and I actually, you know, I traveled to New Town. And then I got to Baseline, there was a poetry session there, and then, I don't know, the name just came to me. Black Rose, meaning I derive the name Black, as in I am part of me being Black, Black consciousness, everything that resonates with me being a Black woman in this world. And then the name Rose, it came from my name, Unomhle, meaning something beautiful.
Yes, absolutely.
So a rose is beautiful, it's majestic, especially a Black rose. So why not? So today. Yeah.
You know, I talk to you and I realize that you're very self-aware. You're very self-aware of who you are. You're very self-aware of your Blackness. Where do you get that from?
I get it from being raised by beautiful, strong Black women. I have a vast family of women. So I think that's where it comes from. I was raised by my grandmother mostly. My mom has always been there, but my grandmother, she raised me to be articulate, to have ubuntu. Ubuntu is important. To live nabantu, and everyday life, everyday experiences that I have, I owe it all to that.
And now I wonder how you incorporate all of that into your music, into your poetry. How do you incorporate your Blackness, who you are, who you come from, into your art?
Well, I think everything that I am, it resonates with what I experienced. As I said, I grew up in the township. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Elinzo Emalahleni. So that's where I grew up. You know, I have a lot of people I look up to. There's a lot of industrial and corporate and urban things that are happening in this town. Mm-hmm. So I think it built me up. You know, charity begins at home. So everything that I want to do, I want to start doing it at home.
Absolutely.
Before I can do anything about that.
Charity begins at home, that's what they say. And how did you get into the music then? Where did that journey begin for you? I mean, I think you sound like such a creative person. You give off that energy of, like, you know, Afro soul vocalist. But where did that journey of music, of poetry, of being able to express yourself in a creative way, where did that journey begin for you?
Well, okay. The journey began when I was around 4 or 5 years. You know, we would do your school plays, your, you know, daycare plays and everything. I started doing it from there. Always been in, I've had musical influences from my family. My family is very musical, very, very musical. So I would just sit with my older brother. He would play your house music, from your DJ Glenn Lewis to your DJ Fresh, everything, you know. So I think I get that a lot. I get it from everyone that I grew up looking up to, listening to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
So that's the versatility that came with it. So I've been doing this for quite some time, since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
I've been a church girl. My grandmother was a Sunday school teacher, so it was compulsory for me to always be at church, always go to school choir every single Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. You've done quite a number of things I see here on your bio, which is very, very impressive. So a big shout out to you. What do you think of the province of Mpumalanga when it comes to our creative industry? Do we have enough support from the people who have the power to support this industry?
You know, I actually think we are evolving.
Yeah.
as the town of Emalahleni, mm-hmm. we are certainly evolving. There is a vast variety of artists, from dancers to poets, storytellers to visual arts. I have had a lot of meet and greets with them along the years. So I think, well, we do have a bit of a difficult time when it comes to the entertainment infrastructure.
Yeah.
But I do believe that in due time, we will make it happen. We are making it happen ourselves. So, which is the most better half of it, because we are not just sitting and saying, okay, we're going to wait for the government to fund us. Mm-mm. We're actually doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, so step by step,
we'll get there eventually. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
You're working on your EP right now, Indie Boom Bap. What does that mean? Actually, before we go any further.
Okay, so indie would be indie soul.
Okay.
Indie soul, your Afro soul with a touch of jazz, you know. I love indigenous instruments, so I'm hoping to add a bit of Africanness in there. So boom bap is like your hip-hop, old-school hip-hop sound.
Uh-huh.
You know, those boom, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, that kind of rhythm that goes in the song. So I am going to incorporate that with a lot of, it's going to be a 6-track EP. Mm-hmm. So I am going to add maybe 2 artists that are actually going to be hip-hop artists.
Lovely.
You know, so I want to do something fresh, something that says, okay, I've been doing this, but this is me. This is my first EP, and I want you to have a look. Mm. And listen, Zaga.
Yeah. Well, besides the EP, what else can we expect from you?
Okay, I am currently doing some other projects with features and collaborations with local and artists from around Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be focusing a lot on my music. So, yeah, that's all I can say.
Well, I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. And I can't wait to hear this EP, you know, and some of the features that you're going to have. So we wish you all the very best. I think, you know, writing music and being creative with the sound and just the lyrics that you get is such a big job, you know. And I always say, if you're a creative, you always need to be in the right space. And so I hope you're in the right space to write beautiful, beautiful music. And we can't wait to hear it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And who knows? It might just be on Rise FM. You never know.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Open, yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. We love it. We love young women doing big things wherever they are. And Black Rose is no different.